You've been in this situation before. How much does this mean to you at this time of the year?
You know, it means everything when it comes down to all the work that we've put in since the off season to get to this point. This is why you play the game. I truly believe this is the ultimate team sport, and you work so hard as a team to get to this point in the season, and you can't take it for granted. There are 8 teams left. So we're really fortunate to be in the position that we're in, and hopefully we can do everything we can to take advantage of our opportunity.
With Harbaugh being a former special teams coach, do you maybe see more attention to detail from that unit?
Certainly. I think not only this season, but over the course of my career playing against these guys, they're one of the better coached, more disciplined, more physical units that we will see over the course of a season, and it's no different this year. These guys play the game the right way. You can tell that they're well coached. You can tell that they take a lot of pride in what they do over there, and certainly they have some players that are special, so they're a great unit.
Stopping Jones, Jacoby Jones, is that kind of priority number one?
Without question. I think Jacoby, there's no other combo returner in the league like him. He poses a lot of problems with his size and speed. You look across the board, there are not too many guys like that. And any time he touches the ball, we have to have a sense of urgency because he can hit a home run at any time. So, you know, he is definitely priority number one. We got to do a good job with him.
Matthew, in that regard, how many guys out there have his mentality? Wherever they catch the ball, on the ends of wherever he catches it, he'll take it out 8 yards deep. He's done it 3 times, 108 yards in his career.
I think very few that you see will play as aggressively as he does. And it's not only returning kickoffs, but punts as well. And I think he has a great deal of confidence in his ability to make plays, and rightfully so. And then obviously the other 10 guys out there, when they see you have a guy like this, they're going to go the extra mile to make sure they give him a chance to spring it. So they're aggressive, he's aggressive, and we've got to be ready to counter that.
Now, you're one of those players who can remember this rivalry back, you know, 5-6 years now. How would you characterize the intensity of it?
It's a special matchup. You know, I think that organization and what they do over there, they really play the game the right way. They coach it the right way. Organizationally, they have good leadership. Obviously, their coach is one of the better coaches in this league. And we feel strongly about our program over here. So you have 2 programs that try to approach this game and play it a certain way. And as a result, you get a physical, well-played football game, usually when these 2 teams match up. So it's going to be a battle. It always has been. So we got to get ourselves ready for the challenge.
What defines playing the right way?
You know, I think playing discipline, playing together, playing hard, you know, preparation. You can tell when teams are prepared. And I think they do all of those things. And it starts at the top, obviously, and it goes on down through the ranks. But they certainly have all those attributes as a football team.
How key is it to, you know, on special teams, like to make a play really early in the game?
You know, we feel it's important that we go out and set the tone. You know, obviously, we're the first play of the game. And, you know, I think it's important in a game like this where the teams are so evenly matched, if you can gain an edge in that third phase, it can make a huge difference. So I think if we can go out and set the tone early, it'd be big for us. We know that they're going to be ready to go. We know Jacoby's going to be ready to go. So we have to match their intensity and hopefully come out and start well.
All right, guys.
All right.